From Marketplace in New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. 2011 was a very different time. It was a time when Google Plus seemed like a good idea. Well, that time has come and gone, and Google Plus is going away today, joining the likes of MySpace and Friendster in the social network graveyard. We reported on the decline of MySpace back in 2011, and now it is Google Plus's turn. Marketplace's Ben Bradford reports.
Google Plus did have a small community of diehard users.
Everybody knew everybody. That's how I felt.
Diane Cleverly of New Jersey says she found new contacts who shared her interests, like an Italian friend who later stayed with her family.
She taught my daughter how to draw, and we had so much fun.
Google Plus initially signed up millions through Gmail and YouTube.
Oh, sure. I tried it. I have an account there.
Technology writer Josh Burnoff says Google Plus didn't do anything so much better than Facebook that you had to use it.
Like most people, you try this out and then it's like, gee, nobody's responding. I think I'll go spend time on something where the people are already there.
In our 2011 story, Burnoff called Google Plus the company's most promising foray into social media.
Of course, that's faint praise, given all of the flops.
He says now that it's flopped, like Google Buzz and Google Wave, the company may finally stop trying to take on Facebook. I'm Ben Bradford for Marketplace.